A one-year partnership was announced in August between the Cincinnati Boys Choir and Elements. To find out what's involved, tonight's guests are Christopher Eanes, director of Cincinnati Boys Choir, and Abdullah Powell, who's the creative director over at Elements. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. For having us.
This certainly is a unique way to bring children together from the community.
Yes, it is. Both of us have a mission towards youth. In particular, our organization, Elements, focuses on a lot more teenagers and young adults. Chris is working with the younger kids and also teenagers as well, but it's not that improbable once we get into the details of what we're going to do.
Is it going to be all young men, or are young women also involved?
Well, certainly on our end, it's going to be all young men. We focus our mission towards making sure that they have access to really high art form and some great activities. As far as the Elements end, well, to be honest, we haven't talked about that yet.
We've talked a little bit about the upcoming collaborations coming up this December and later on in 2013. We've talked about mixing a lot of different art forms that come out of the urban core, such as hip-hop, dance, and poetry. And all of what we do is really multi-gender. I think we'll see a little bit of a mix.
So, Christopher, the Cincinnati Boy Choir started with the Cincinnati Public Schools in 1965 and has evolved over the years. What are some of the partnership goals for the young folks involved?
Our partnership goals, as always, are really to enhance the experience for the boys that we reach and to keep our art form relevant. As Abdullah and I talk about, the art of boy choir singing is well over 1,000 years old and was in many ways the foundation for a lot of the music that, in fact, has come into the hip-hop genre. And so it's two chronological ends of, in a way, the same art form. So bringing them together so that we can all remain relevant and have an understanding of where these things came from and explore the greater themes, we just think was a very natural fit.
And Abdullah, the Elements group moved from Central Parkway over by Washington Park. How has that changed the organization?
It's changed us tremendously. I think, number one, the space lends itself to being more of a safer space, I think, for people, because it's right in the heart of OTR, right up the street from the park, next to the new performing arts school. And it's a very nice facility. You can see inside of it. There's natural lighting. And there's so many things that you can say good about the space. And we have space for our programs, which we didn't have before. We're running out of space. So, you know, we have a dance studio. We have a place for the young musicians to rehearse. This is going to be really exciting, working with the boy choir. And I think what Chris said about the relevancy piece, we've been talking about this collaboration for a while now. So some things are still unfolding as we speak. And our chemistry is even coming together here in this interview. You're going to see a lot of things spontaneously happen as we're working together throughout this partnership. But what's exciting about it is the fact that things are going to spontaneously happen. You don't know what's going to totally come about with this collaboration outside of the fact that we are passionate about young people and bringing diversity from our community together.
And what about rehearsals? Where are you going to do the rehearsals? You have a December concert coming up.
We do, and I'll talk about the December concert in a minute. The Cincinnati Boy Choir, our Monday night home is at Memorial Hall right on the park. We moved in there because we outgrew our building, which we still maintain. And so we're right across the park from each other. So we can imagine being able to come over to Elements to do a little bit of rehearsing and have them come over and join us at Memorial Hall to do a little bit of rehearsing and sort of be on each other's turf for that.
And so when is the December concert, which is going to be exciting?
I'm really excited about the December program. It's actually a three-way partnership between Elements and the Boy Choir, and then we have a special guest in the Art Academy of Cincinnati. They're going to be providing an art show and craft fair for the performance. But the theme of the performance is really how we respond to darkness and the holiday season in our own individual way. And so we're going to hear some traditional music provided by the Boy Choir. For example, a piece by the composer Buxtehude, which would be written over 300 years ago, broken down into movements and interspersed with very personal poetry written by some of the students from Elements. So very ancient and very modern reflections on themes that are universal, really.
So it sounds like with the Art Academy involved, this is going to be more than just walking in and watching a performance.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going for, is a really unique and new way of reaching audiences. I'm going to speak for Abdullah here, but I think he would agree with this. Youth are able to create art at an incredibly high level, and that's one of the things that I love about working with them. And I think that whoever stumbles into this concert, whether it's because they know somebody performing or whether it's because they just are intrigued by it, I think they're really going to be blown away.
And date, time, and location?
It'll be Friday, December 13th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, the 15th at 3 p.m.
And where?
And both of those performances will be at Memorial Hall right on Washington Park.
Getting around to each of your groups, are you accepting applications from young people to be in each of the organizations?
We're an open book for young people all the time. We have a membership that is very affordable for young people, and we take people all the time, so we don't ever turn people away. And as far as being able to perform in collaborations like this with the boys' choir, it's a matter of young people enrolling and being active for a certain amount of time and connecting the dots that way.
At the Boy Choir, we actually have programs from boys in first grade all the way through high school, and we enroll in January, April, and September.
Do you ask for volunteers, adult volunteers, to help you with your groups?
We wouldn't be able to do what we do without volunteers. A lot of our volunteers are the parents of the kids that we work with, but we have very strong community and volunteer presence beyond that, and there are a lot of ways to get involved.
Yes. What about Elements?
Yes, we're a nonprofit, so I think that answers the question. I mean, we're the same way. We start off as being an all-volunteer organization, and we still have lots of volunteers, so we wouldn't be where we're at today without people volunteering. So, yes, adults can get involved.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful partnership.
We're really excited about it, and I think, as Abdullah mentioned earlier, one of the things we're most excited about is the things we haven't yet anticipated. That's the real beauty of collaboration, is you can go in with a few ideas, and then when the collaboration's over, you sort of look back and you said, wow, we never expected that to happen, but it was great.
Yeah, and I think some of the opportunity that we may not have spoke about yet is that the boys' choir has mentioned that they come from doing more traditional music that goes back a long time ago, thousands of years. So we don't have that kind of tradition in Elements. It's more so just create raw new things that come from your experience or come from the oldest. We're talking about music that maybe might come out of different genres of music like the choir or like funk or R&B, but some of these genres aren't that old. So we don't do a lot of cover music or cover old songs. We create raw and new stuff. So we're going to work on also some original content as well that can speak to maybe themes of today and include some of all of our art forms together, meshing that. So that's some of the things that you can't really anticipate what's going to come out of that. But just we think big, just to say the least, that this is going to be something big coming out of it.
Are you going to have any dancers?
Right now, we're talking about what makes the most sense, whether it's dancing. Poetry looks like, for sure, we're going to do something with poetry. We also have some vocalists that might want to collaborate with the choir. And, you know, we have different things on the table right now that we're working out.
And the thing that's most exciting for me is for all these young people to get to know each other and build respect through seeing art forms that other people are creating. Even though it's not your art form and might be a little outside of your personal experience, all these kids are becoming better community activists and leaders through the arts.
What about after the 1 year partnership is over? Do you plan on maybe continuing or hooking up with other organizations? It sounds like it's got all kinds of potential.
Again, I think it's one of the things that you can't really anticipate. We put a 1 year box around it to define what we were going to do, but who knows what's going to happen after that. And I think we're both, even from a back of house point of view, are going to learn a lot from each other.
So perhaps some concerts at Washington Park?
That's a great idea.
We're intending to do a larger scale performance sometime next year, so we don't know where that's going to be. It could be Washington Park. I don't know. I think once you do a collaboration and you look at what worked or what didn't work, you've been on a journey together, so you automatically can do things together without it being as formalized as maybe the time before. You know, I think this is an opportunity for us to really work on chemistry, find out what works and what doesn't work, and I think that's the opportunity. And so a year gives us time to formalize that, as we're both very busy doing all kinds of other things. This gives us the opportunity to be more formalized and focus in on a few projects and execute.
I'd like to thank Christopher Eanes, who's director of the Cincinnati Boy Choir, and Abdullah Powell, who's the creative director at Elements, for coming in and talking about their 1 year partnership. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.